Blog Talk Radio.
That restored them some help.
That did not get you help. Well,
What get you help?
Yeah. But your word, oh Yahweh, which killeth all things.
Your hallelujah word. Yeah, okay. So what he said again, F.I.T.?
Oh Yahweh, but your word, oh Yahweh, which healeth all things.
Your word will heal. Your word will take care of his business. Your word will take care of business. The key to it is his word and man. And man, and what it says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, F.R.T.?
Deuteronomy of the heavenly tablets. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And it
reads.
And he humbled thee.
He humbled thee.
And suffered thee to hunger.
Suffered thee to hunger.
And fed you with manna.
With manna.
But you knew it not.
That's right.
Neither did your fathers know.
What's that?
That you may ye know that man do not live by bread only.
Man do not live by bread only.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live.
Mm-hmm. But he do live by bread. But he do live by bread. Let's go to Sirach 15, verse 3. He do live by bread. He do live by bread. If you understand the Bible, have a double meaning. He do live by bread. Let's see what he says.
Sirach, chapter 15, verse 3.
Listen, God.
With the bread of understanding.
Oh, he do live by bread. What kind of bread is it?
Of understanding.
The bread of understanding. Understanding how important these times is. And right now we're going to pause and bring Mr. Tibbs in. Let's know we'll bring this broadcast and what's going on as we tearing for the Passover. This is called tearing. Passover did not start until the sun set. Until the sun set. So we're going to go find Mr. Tibbs and bring him in and give you all the details of the broadcast and what's going on. And number one thing, we live at all the camps. Location is open. We caring for Passover. And Yahweh be with you all. 195 International Conference. 102-3-1-1 is in the room. 102-3-1-1 is in the room. So leave it like that. Bring Mr. Tibbs in when you meet Mr. Tibbs. A loud voice, you say. Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother Seed Royal. Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, well, we're tearing for the Passover. Passover is not until the sun set. And according to Brother Yahweh Israel, you got at least about 30 minutes for that. So what you got to tell this national audience of 102-311, you on the clock, come on.
Well, first of all, as usual and consistently, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, because we bring you the scriptures because they make you wise, as said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. Verse 14 says, "But continue thou within the things thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing whom thou hast learned them. 15, and that from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahweh the Son. 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So this is why we always give you what it says in the Bible of Yahweh's word. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Open unto you live and coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, which we usually do, for your health. Foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But looks like today we started at 7. But
our
usual time is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is from Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is from Friday, from 6:30 to 9:30, until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address, assuming that most of you know what it is by now. The website address to use is www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time, under the line, you may see menu. Again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. As doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and 8, which I've seen proudly posted on some temples. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words this time, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions, answers of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. The first of these numbers, which I do believe that everyone know, we want to give you a few verses before we give you the numbers, because generally there's always a bit of confusion doing the broadcast. In the book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse 11, it says, "Answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But still, as you might imagine, there are those who do the opposite of what scriptures say. They will cause disruption during the program announcement or confuse the word of Yahuwah when the words are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has said to us in the book of Matthews. Should be taking notes. In the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, again, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers at this time that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number that I have previously mentioned before. You can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But again, not the seer. He has often tried to exceed the Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show generally at 9:15 p.m., unless we have a later start time, like today. Also, Friday's program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose a program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note for the listening members. We're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day, a number of days. Well, as you might imagine, today is a great day for the Word of Yahweh. Once again, nothing has changed, except the number of members that come for Yahweh's word, those that commend it, add unto it, only following by those casting the same words we listen to behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy. And some taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention. But guess what? When they're called to speak the words of Yahweh, they're completely lost. They're clearly forgetting that doing this, time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what Yahweh has created man and woman to do in this life, and that is of all possible. If anyone that said they've done 101%, they just lied. They're doing the work past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what was said by Yahweh the Son in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So at this particular time, we will pass our program back to our seer Israel and let all the listening members continue with their good works. Keep your Bibles open. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Oh, no, he just wanted to know
how you
heal away
from the temple. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, she's
5 minutes away.
Pardon
me?
No, I know it.
I know
it. We don't know where yet there, Mother. Don't know where yet, Mother. Don't know where yet.
About 13 minutes, Mother.
No, we got 13 more minutes, Mother.
Okay.
What happened now? Drop the line.
Okay. Yeah.
What is it? Tip, y'all probably be with you.
Yeah. And Yahweh bless you once again, Brother Seah.
All right, I'll
Hallelujah. Okay, all right.
Hallelujah.
We got time. Matter of fact, Mr. Chip, we got time. And definitely got time. Passover, how many we say is we say don't start? What time y'all taking?
About 13
more minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Mr. Tip, we got your airway. You might read a verse there, Mr. Tip. While we're getting ready for Passover, take a look at what's written in the book called 12th chapter 1 down to verse 15. We're going to look at Exodus 12, 1 through 15, and Jesus, Yahweh be with you too. Have at 15 to 28, and we're going to take a look at exactly what we get ready to get off into, and then we're going to turn to the lead teachers and everything. We're going to find out stuff too. So, let me see. Yes. Take a look at Exodus chapter 12 and look at 1 through 15. 1 through 15. Exodus 12, 1 through 15. Let's see what we get ready to get into. Exodus 12, 1 through 15.
The book of Exodus. 12, 1 chapter, through 15. The book of
if
Exodus, chapter 12.
Yeah, 1 through 15. And
okay,
first pick up at the close of that 12th chapter. Let's see exactly what we get ready to get off into. 1 through 15, you're on the clock. Come on.
Verse 1 through 15, the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Verse number 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, and Aaron and the land of Egypt, believe the word Egypt, Israel, saying, 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be to you the first month of the year to you. 3, speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. 4, and if the household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make you count for the lamb. 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep from the goats. 6, you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. 7, they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two sides of the post, on the upper post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. 8, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with the bitter herbs they shall eat it. 9, eat not of all it raw or sodden unto all with water, but roast with fire, this head with its legs, and with the firmness thereof. 10, and ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and which remaining of it, and shall be the next morning ye shall burn with fire. 11, and thou shalt eat it with your loins girded, and your shoes of your feet on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Yahweh's Passover. 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt, including the word Egypt, Mizraim, this night, and it will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, Mizraim, both man and beast, it against of the Yahweh's of Egypt, Mizraim, I shall execute judgment. I am the Yahweh. 13, and the blood shall be unto you for a token of the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt, through the word Egypt, Mizraim. 14, and this day it shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it as a feast to the Yahuwah throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 15, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eat leavened bread on the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
See verse 14 again.
Verse 14.
Verse
14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it for the feast to the Yahuwah. Throughout your generations, you shall keep it for a feast by an ordinance forever.
Yeah. 3:14, a little bit louder, because this is the key right here now. But you know what? 14.
Okay. Verse 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial.
Okay, hold on.
And this day.
Right there. Hey, what is this day? This day will be a reward. What is this day? Read verse 6 again with tips. What day is this day? Verse 6.
Verse 6. Verse 6, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill in it the evening.
Oh, so this day at evening on the 14th day, this day at evening on the 14th day, what is the day 9, verse 14?
Verse 14, and this day, verse 14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast unto the Yahuwah throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
This day it is a feast day. This day you do this forever. This day right here, on the 14th day at evening, this day is a feast day. This day is a feast day on the 14th day. When the sun sets, this day is a remorse of what he did for you, but it also is a feast day. It is a feast day. Excellent on your part, Mr. Tiff.
Hallelujah.
All right, stand by and we'll get back with you on the closing of the second half. Excellent on your part. Sister G. Israel, Yahuwah be there, see you right.
Yahuwah bless you, see you Israel, see you royal. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Sister G. Well, we're going to look at verse 15. We're going to take it on down. 15, and we'll take it all the way down, but we'll be clear. This day is a remorse. Then what comes after this day, we're going to find out real plainly what comes after this day. This day. On the 14th, on the 15th day, verse 15, take it on down to verse number. We'll bag it down when we get down to it. Just break out at 15 there, G. Israel. Pick it up at 12, 15, and we reach you, we get our point. Come on.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. 16. And in the first day there shall be a righteous convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a righteous convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. 17. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Israel. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at eve. 19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. 20. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread. 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. 22. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. 23. For Yahuwah will pass through to smite the Egyptians polluted from Israel. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Yahuwah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. 24. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to your sons forever. 25. And it shall come to pass, when you become to the land which Yahuwah will give you, according as he has promised, that you shall keep this service. Right. 26. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what means you by this service? 27. That you shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahuwah's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, land of bondage, when he smote Egypt, Mizraim, and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. 28. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahuwah had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. 29. And it came to pass that at midnight Yahuwah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, polluted from Israel, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. 30. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all Mizraim, and there was a great cry in Mizraim, for there was not a household where there was not one dead. 31. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go. Serve Yahuwah as you have said. 32. Also, take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. 33. And all the Egyptians polluted from Israel were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. 34. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. 35. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians, polluted from Israel.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Where you at? What verse are you on now?
34.
Sister G?
Y'all quite busy, brother.
What's going on with you, brother?
What verse are you on now,
man? Yes, sir.
Hello, y'all
quite.
What verse are you on now? Hello, y'all quite. G is ready.
Yes. There's a lot of what, say again.
What verse was you on?
34.
34? And take it down to verse 36. Take it down to verse
35. 35, and the children of Israel. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians, the polluted from Israel, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. 36, and Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, polluted from Israel, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians, polluted from Israel. 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children.
All right, so we understand what time we got there now. About that time, hallelujah, all right, hallelujah, all right, excellent on your part there, Sister G is ready, young standing by, we're gonna get off the side, the temple, camp one, all six locations standing by, ready to go, brother T, we're gonna open up in 26 verse 1 of Matthew to see what's going on in 26 verse 1 of Matthew. We're going to find out exactly what we're doing. 26 verse 1.
Matthew, chapter 26, verse 1, and it reads.
Let's get a closing statement. That was pretty good. So G is real. How about a closing statement to the G is real?
All right. Thank you, Israel, for connecting the books. And 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. But thanks be to Yahweh the Father, which giveth us the victory through our Yahweh the Son. 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of Yahweh, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. That's right. That's right. Your labor is not in vain when you're doing what Yahweh got on the table. Mr. Tiff, we'll get your closing statements too, and then we're going to get ready to And stay on the line, but let's get your closing statement, Mr. Tills, and we're going to kind of get inside Temple 1 and find out exactly what's going on this time, because right now they're tearing, they were preparation, they were doing all that good stuff, and now the hour is here. When the sun set, it is the past. So, Mr. Tills, what us your final thoughts and thus says Yahweh on Passover. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Sia, and bless everyone thus far for continuing to listen to the words of Yahweh. And we are here for the things of righteousness. So knowing that, we're coming from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? So at this particular time, we'll turn our program back to our seer Israel and let our beginning start. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Ephraim, tonight we just get off into the Passover. All six locations, all everybody ready to go. Got thumbs up. All the camp, they say we're ready to go and follow the lead out of camp one, and we'll see what's going on. Ephraim, we're going to the 26th chapter, verse 1 now. Brother T. Israel, we're going to 26th chapter, verse 1, and we'll look at Matthew 26, verse 1. We'll see what's going on. What is going on?
Matthew chapter 26, verse 1, and it reads, mm-hmm. And it came to pass, when Yahweh the Son had finished all these sayings, he said unto his followers, verse 2, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And the Son of Man is to be betrayed, to be crucified. Verse 3. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, which was called Caiaphas. Verse 4. And consulted that they may take Yahweh the Son by subtlety and kill him. Verse 5. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be uproar among the people. Verse 6. Now when Yahweh the Son was in Bethany, and the house of Solomon the leper. Verse 7. There came unto him a woman having a plus alabaster box, a very precious ornament, and poured it on his head, and he sat at meat. Verse 8. When his followers saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Verse 9, it is ornament might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Verse 10, when Yahweh the Son understood it, he said to them, why trouble ye the woman? For she had wrought a good work upon me. Verse 11, but ye have the poor always with you, but me have not always.
Now we're in 26th chapter, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Verse 12. For in that she poured this ornament on my body, she mm-hmm. said, it's for my burial. Verse 13. Truly I say unto you, whosoever this gospel, this covenant, should be taught in the whole world, and then also this and this woman have done, be told for a memorial of her. 14. And one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot. Iscariot.
Yes.
Went into the chief priest. Verse 15.
So you're always going to have, even in Yahweh's day,
yeah.
You're always going to have it. They always have to be around. Remember, keep that. It always have to be that because that's the way it is. If it was in Yahweh's days, it'll be in your days too.
That's right. 15. And she said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him.
Mm-hmm.
17. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the followers came to Yahweh the Son, saying unto him, what will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Where were you? Because it's time. So we have a path for the Passover. Go ahead.
18. And he said, go in the city to such a man and say unto him,
yes.
The master said, my time is at hand.
Time is at hand.
I will keep the Passover at my temple with my followers.
Yes.
19. And the followers did as Yahweh the Son had appointed them.
And what did they do?
And they made ready the Passover.
Okay, they made ready the Passover. So that was everybody doing at camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They all made ready the Passover. Now see what happened next.
Verse 20. Now when the evening was come.
Oh, what time was it?
When the evening.
What time is out there now? Evening. Okay, good. Evening time come, huh?
Yes. What? He sat down with the 12.
Sat down with the 12. Okay, good.
21. As they did eat, he said, truly I said to you, that one of you should betray me.
Uh-huh.
22. And they were exceedingly sorrow began every one of them to say unto him,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh, is it I? Verse 23. And he answered and said, he that dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same should betray me.
Mm-hmm.
24. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him.
Right.
But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed.
Now let's find when all this going on. Brother Irvin, let's go to the 23rd chapter, look at 1 through 5. So when all this preparing and what's going on, let's go to a book called Leviticus 23, and we'll look at 1 through 6.
Let's see what's going on there. Let's see what kind of timeline is this, Brother Irvin. 26 chapter 1 through 6. Come on, get ready to go up there. Leviticus 26 1 through 6. Leviticus 26 1 through 6. Yeah, what does it say? Leviticus 26 verse 1 through 6. It reads, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image.
Okay, Rob, you got to make it 1 second. Make it 23.
23?
Yeah, make it 23. It's on point. What? It's on right.
Yeah, 23 on point.
Right,
yeah, make 23.
23. 23. All right, 23. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 through 6.
What
does it say? Yahweh the Son spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them,
mm-hmm.
concerning the feast of Yahweh.
So this is concerning what?
The feast of Yahweh.
Okay, the feast of Yahweh. Go ahead.
Which you shall proclaim to be a righteous congregation.
Go ahead.
Even these are Yahweh's feasts.
These who feasts are these?
Yahweh's feasts.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous congregation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh and all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
These are the feasts of Yahweh,
okay.
even righteous congregation,
correct.
Which ye shall proclaim in their season.
In their season.
Verse 5.
Correct.
Leviticus 23, verse 5.
What?
In the 14th day of the first month at even.
The 14th day of the first month at even. And when is the first day of the 14th month of evening?
Right now.
Captain Chris, Israel, let's look at 16, verse 1, Deuteronomy. When is this? When is the first day at evening? When is it? Deuteronomy 16, verse 1.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover with the Yahweh, thy Yahweh. For in the month of Abib, the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, brought thee forth out of were Egypt, Mizraim, by night.
By night.
Mm.
By night.
Wow.
By night. Passover is by night. Not 1 o'clock, not 12 o'clock, by night.
Yeah,
all right, good. Come on back, Brother Irvin.
Leviticus chapter 23, mm-hmm. verse 6, or
what?
Verse 5.
5. Read 5 again.
Leviticus 23, verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is Yahweh's Passover.
It's Yahweh's Passover. So it's Yahweh. So who Passover week we get ready to start doing?
Yahweh's
Passover. And then what we're gonna do when the evening come again? Next verse.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 15th day.
So whatever the 15th day is.
Of the same month.
Of the same month now.
Is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Oh, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And what we do on the, the next day on the 15th, what do we do?
7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
7 days you eat unleavened bread. Right?
Leviticus 23, verse 7.
What happened next?
In the first day you shall have a righteous convocation.
So that first day will be a what?
A righteous convocation.
So that's when the righteous convocation come in right there. The first day of unleavened bread. Go ahead.
You shall do no servile work therein.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. But you shall offer an offering made by fire
mm-hmm.
to Yahweh 7 days.
Go ahead.
In the seventh day is a righteous convocation.
So the first day and the seventh day will be the righteous. It's not required, not in between. But the first day and the seventh day, that's when you gather for the unleavened bread. All in between. All the temples will be open all the days. But the requirement is the first day and the seventh day. You have a what? What
righteous
do you have?
Convocation.
A righteous gathering.
Yeah.
So we clear how it goes. So that's how it goes. Now come on back, Brother T. Israel. Come on back to the 26th chapter now to find out now. So we know we read on point. It's night. The evening is here. We read on point. Now what you left off on the 26th chapter?
Okay, I was at Matthew chapter 26.
But back up to a Jubilees 49, 1 through 10. Put that in there, Bro T. Israel. 49, 1 through 10.
Okay, Book of Jubilees, 49.
1 through 10.
Book of Jubilees, chapter 49.
1 through 10. Listen good.
Verse 1 through 10. Remember the Torah instructions.
Remember what?
Remember the Torah instructions. Which Yahweh commanded you concerning the Passover.
Okay.
That you should celebrate it in its season on the 14th day of the first month. You should kill it before it is evening, that they should eat it by night on the evening of the 15th day of the time of the setting of the sun.
So, Lord, you see a whole lot of good talking that give you a timeline. What to do on a timeline. Go ahead.
Verse 2. For on this night, the beginning of the feast.
This night is the beginning of the what?
Of the feast.
Okay, go ahead.
And the beginning of the joy.
The what?
Beginning of the joy.
It's going to be a joy, y'all. It's going to be a joy now. It's over tomorrow, but it's a joy. Go ahead.
You are eating the Passover in Egypt, polluted word Mizraim.
You see, they're doing all the bread they're chopping. Now, listen.
With all the powers of Meshimab had been let loose to slay all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, polluted word Mizraim.
Uh-huh.
And from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the captain maid servant in the meal.
Right.
And to the cattle.
Right.
Verse 3, and this is a sign which Yahweh gave them, and to every house of the lintels of which they saw, the blood of the lamb.
Right.
Of the first year.
Right.
Unto that house, that they should not enter to slay, but should pass by it. For that all those should say that there were in the house, because the sign of the blood was on its lintels. Verse 4. And the powers of Yahweh did every according to as Yahweh commanded them. And they passed by all the children of Israel, and the plague came not upon them to destroy from amongst them of any person, either of the cattle or man or dog.
Right.
And the plague was very grievous in Egypt, polluted word Mizraim, land of bondage. And there was no family in Egypt, polluted word Mizraim. Verse 6, where there was not one dead, and weeping and lamentations, and all Israel were eating the flesh and the possible lamb and drinking the wine,
What were they doing again?
They were eating the flesh.
They were eating the flesh?
Yes.
And doing what?
Of the partial lamb and drinking the wine.
And they were drinking that wine now, y'all hear that?
Yes.
Oh, look on Captain. Captain, his eyes on God. 10 times brighter hearing that. Go ahead and read.
And was lottery and blessings.
And then what?
And lottery and blessings.
Go ahead and read.
They gave thanks to Yahweh, their father.
Oh, they gave thanks to Yahweh, their father. Go ahead.
Yeah. And was ready to go forth under the yoke of Egypt. Blew the word Mizraim.
Good.
From the evil bondage.
Yeah, from what kind of bondage was in?
Evil bondage.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 8. Remember you this day, all the days of your life.
See, remember this day, all days of your life. People remember this day.
Yeah.
The prophet was trying to remember this day. He said, look here. I'm going to die. I've got to get up there now, that temple. Got to remember this day. Remember this day.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
And observe it from year to year.
And do it what?
And observe it from year to year.
Do this day year to year. Go ahead.
All the days of your life.
All the days of your life. The Passover, you're going to do it from year to year, all the days that you got a life.
You
do this Passover. Go ahead and read. We're reading that, right?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
Once a year on its day.
Once a year on what?
On its day.
On its day. Once a year. The 14th day when the sun go down, that's the Passover. That's the Passover. You do it once a year. Go ahead.
According to all the Torah instruction thereof, and do not adjourn it from day to day.
Right. Go ahead.
Or from month to month.
Go ahead.
But it is eternal ordinance.
This is a what?
Eternal ordinance.
Y'all hear that? Go ahead.
And engravings on the heavenly tablets.
This is written down on the heavenly tablets in heaven.
Yeah. Regarding all the children of Israel.
So it ain't about whether the other 17 nations are Chinese, Japanese, Esau and his five sons. It ain't about them. Well, let's keep it or not, it wasn't for them anyway. That's why they doing Easter. For 2 more weeks.
That's right.
You know, hey, they on their own. But the children of Israel, folks, to make sure they're clear. If you know you Israelite descent, this is your hour according to the Bible. Is that what we're reading here?
Hallelujah.
Read it again.
Hallelujah.
Call it verse 8.
Okay, I'm at verse 8. For this eternal ordinance.
It's eternal.
Yes.
Right.
And engraving on the heavenly tablet.
He said, this is etched and stalled in heaven. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm in the book of Jubilees, chapter 49. I'm at verse 8. All right. Regarding all the children of Israel.
Just regarding who?
All the children of Israel.
All the children of Israel. Go ahead.
That they should observe it.
Observe it.
Every year on its day.
Every year on its day.
Once a year.
Once a year.
Yes. Throughout all their generations.
Yes.
And there's no limit of day.
There's no limit of day.
But this is ordained forever.
This is ordained forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What you're doing now is ordained forever.
Yes.
Now, if you forget and miss the first time, then now Yahweh put an ante up on you right now. He put an ante up on you now. Watch this. He put an ante up on you. Come on, Brother T. Let's go to the ninth chapter. So now if you get cut short on the first Passover, then he going to up the ante on you on the second Passover. Listen to what he says in the ninth chapter, verse 1. Numbers 9:1. Exactly. If you have any problems where you miss this Passover on the first time around, he could tell you what you got to do the second time around. Listen good.
The book of Numbers of the Heavenly Tablet, chapter 9, verse 1.
1.
And Yahweh spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai,
yes,
in the first month of the second year, at the day will come out of the land of Egypt, polluted word Mizraim, saying.
What?
Verse 2, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at its appointed season.
Keep the Passover at its appointed season.
Yes. Verse 3, and on the 14th day of this month at evening, you should keep it in his appointed season. According to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall you keep it. Verse 4, and Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. Verse 5. Verse 5, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness that night, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel.
Okay, good. Now, those that got excuses, got an excuse. Here come an excuse. Let's find about an excuse. Now, listen to the excuses that's on the table. Verse 6.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man that they could not keep the Passover on that day.
Uh-huh.
And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day.
Okay.
Verse 7. And those men said to him,
what?
We were defiled by the dead body of a man.
Okay.
Wherefore are we kept back that we may not offer the offering of Yahweh in this appointed season among the children of Israel?
Everybody knew that the Passover is what kind of time? What kind of time?
Appointed season.
You don't do it the way you want to do it. You do it the way it's written in his Bible.
Where's appointed?
Where's appointed?
Yeah.
We read about it. That's what you do. The way it is appointed.
Amen.
Is that what we read?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 8. And Moses said unto them.
Moses said to them.
Stand still.
Stand still.
And I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you.
So stand still, because Moses said, hey, this is strange to me. So I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to check with Yahweh to see exactly what it's doing concerning you, since you got an excuse.
Yeah.
Let's find out what do Yahweh say about anybody got an excuse. Go ahead.
Verse 9.
What?
Yahweh spake to Moses saying.
What are you saying?
Verse 10. Speaking to the children of Israel saying.
What?
If any man of you, of your prosperity, posterity should be unclean by the reason of the dead body.
Okay, good.
Or be in a journey afar off.
Or you in a journey afar off.
Yeah, he should keep the Passover unto Yahweh.
Hey, but you still keep the Passover to Yahweh. Watch what Yahweh say now.
Verse 11. On the 14th day of the second month.
You got to wait until the second month and let's see what time you do it on the second month.
At evening.
Now he's going to up the ante on you. What you do on this Passover at evening, what you do?
They should keep it.
Keep it.
And eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
Then you eat the unbitter herbs and all that on the second month.
Yeah.
On the second month. That's when you do your bitter herb and all that. He said, now you put it all together because that first month you'll miss unleavened bread, you'll miss Passover, you'll miss unleavened bread, you'll miss everything. So I tell you what you do on the second month. You put all that together for the second month. Is that what we're reading here?
Yes, sir.
Read verse 11 again. Listen.
Numbers, chapter 9, verse 11. The 14th day of the second month at evening.
The 14th day of the second month at evening. What you do?
They should keep it.
Keep it.
And eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
You eat with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
12.
12.
They should leave none of it. Until the morning.
Go ahead.
Nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it.
Verse 13. Listen.
Verse 13. But the man that is clean.
Well, if you clean, you just clean. You just lost. You are clean. What?
And is not in a journey.
And you not in a journey.
And forbear to keep the Passover.
And you just ain't going to keep the Passover. You gonna do the Sarat of Moses, dear of Israel. You going to do the Sarat of 6-2. It was 2, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do the Sarat 6, verse 2. Let's see what he got for you for that.
Sarat 6-2. Sarat chapter 6, verse 2.
Listen good.
And show not yourself in the counsel of thine own mind.
He's a door and store yourself in the counsel of your own mind.
That your soul be not torn in pieces.
And see what will happen, your soul will be torn in pieces.
As a as a bull standing alone.
Yeah, he said, whoever do my thing, I think me and my little babies, we going to get some lamb chops, and we going to sit there, we going to do it ourselves. But you out all everywhere. You wasting your time, according to Yahweh. But okay. Then what he's telling you to do, you can't do your own thing. Read that 3 verse 5 there, Brother Irvin. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Look at the man saying, Proverbs 3 verse 5. See, we got to do this thing to get our blessings according to what Yahweh has said. The first Passover, you can do the bitter herbs, you can do the anything, unleavened bread, bitter herbs, do all that. But you really want to do it on the second one if you mess around and miss this one. That's when it's required. It's required to have bitter herbs and unleavened bread on the second one.
Yes.
Bitter herbs and unleavened bread on the second month. But it ain't required on the first month, but you can have it if you want.
You have to taste.
You can have it if you want, but it's required if you will miss it. Go ahead.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
Listen good.
Trust in Yahweh.
Trust in Yahweh.
Say that again. Trust in Yahweh.
Trust in Yahweh.
With all your mind.
With all your mind.
Lean not unto your own understanding.
And don't lean on your own understanding. Come on back, Brother T.
All right, I'm in Numbers chapter 9. I'm in the middle of verse 13.
Listen good.
Okay. Even that same person should be cut off from among his people because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season. That man should bear his transgression.
So sin. If you got any excuse why you're not lined up inside the 6 anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites, you got sin over your head. That's what he's saying right there.
Right.
Because you got to do this as an appointed season, and it's all about the more, and it's a feast. And you know in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and 14, your sons, your daughters, everybody will rejoice at this. And this is for the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. What's the next verse say?
All right, verse 14, Numbers chapter 9, verse 14. And if a stranger should adjourn among you, will keep the Passover until Yahweh according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the matter thereof. So shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both you and the stranger, and for him that was born in the land. Verse 15. And on that day that the temple was rendered up, the cloud covered the temple, namely the tent of the testimony, the covenant, and even that was upon the temple, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning.
All right, 16. Listen good.
Verse 16. So it was always the cloud covered by day and the appearance of fire by night.
So Yahweh is on top of it when everything lines up, when he's right on top of it, when it lines up according to what's written. Verse 17.
Verse 17. And when the cloud was taken up.
When the cloud was taken up.
For the tabernacle, the temple. Mm-hmm. Then after that, the children of Israel journeyed. And the place where the cloud abode, that the children of Israel pitched their tents.
All right, now let's go back to the 26th chapter again, that brother. So now we're clear. Now we're clear, and now we're right on point on everything. So we should be receiving a total blessing by being on point in Yahweh. Now you're in the 26th chapter, right?
Uh-huh.
Now we're getting around to... He asked a good question, all that old good talk. Let's see if we can rewatch it. We retracking his steps. Make sure we on point. Pick it up at verse 19 one more time. 6:19.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 19 to read.
Listen good.
And the followers did as Yahweh the Son had appointed them.
And he done what?
And they made ready the Passover.
They made ready the Passover. Go ahead.
20. And when the evening was come,
he
sat down with the 12.
Sat down with 12 the evening.
Yes, sir. 21. As they did eat.
They were doing what?
As they did eat.
They was eating.
And he said, truly I say unto you.
Go ahead.
That one of you shall betray me.
Yes.
22. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And began every one of them to say unto him, Yahweh, is it I?
Okay.
Verse 23. And he answered and said,
now listen to 23.
He that dip his hand with me in the ditch, that saying should destroy me.
So they had a nice little dip going on, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
They had a nice little dip going on, right? What? They had a nice little dip going on. Huh? They had a little dip going on, too, didn't they?
Is yes, that sir. What yes, sir.
Verse 23 again.
Verse 23, Leviticus Numbers. I mean, Matthew chapter 26. Verse 23. And he answered and said, he that dips his hand with me in the ditch.
He that dips his hand with me in the ditch.
The same shall betray me.
Oh, so they had the little dips in it. Mm-hmm. They had a little dip going on, didn't they?
Yes.
They were doing a little dip, wasn't it? They were in Revelation 24.
24. The Son of Man going as it is written of him.
I'm going the way it is written on me.
Yeah. But woe unto that man
by
whom the Son of Man is betrayed.
Go ahead.
It had been good for that man if he had not been born.
Okay, good.
25.
Listen.
Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I?
Is it I?
And he says to him,
what?
You have said.
Okay, good. Now we get somewhere. Here we go. Now we get somewhere now.
26. As they were eating.
So now it's time now to do a little eating. Now what is it?
Yahweh the Son took bread.
Took bread.
And blessed it.
And blessed it. Now, and where is the bread at now? Come on, y'all. Let's just, what we got? What are we working with? What is bread? What's some bread at? We all got some bread? We all got some bread.
Yes, sir.
We all got some bread. Let's see what's going on. We got some bread. Is we all got bread?
Yes, sir. Are we all qua?
Okay, what happened next?
All right. And bless it.
And he blessed the bread.
Yes.
So the bread was blessed. So we all got bread, and Yahweh blessed the bread.
Yeah.
And Yahweh blessed the bread.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. So the blessing is on the bread.
Yeah.
Almighty Yahweh, make sure we follow your rules. We all got bread in their hands in temple 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The bread in your hand now have a blessing on it.
Yeah.
What's next?
And break it.
And broke the bread.
Break it.
Go ahead.
And gave it to the followers.
And he gave them all of the pieces. We'll get it. Everybody got a piece of bread. Yeah. Go ahead.
And he said.
Take.
Eat this.
Now start eating that bread. Start eating the bread. Now, we got the meat on the bread. Grab the next.
This is my body.
He said, that bread now you eating is his body now.
Yes. Verse 27. And he took the cup.
Now, everybody got a cup?
Yeah,
man. Everybody got a cup? Hold on, Captain. Everybody got a cup. We know this is your famous hour here. Everybody got a cup, right?
Yes, sir.
And what happened next?
And gave thanks.
And he gave thanks. Yahweh, thank you for this cup that you've given all the ones that kept 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
What happened next?
And gave it to them.
And he gave them. Everybody got one.
Yes. Say it.
Man.
Drink ye all of it.
Now drink all of it. Now. Oh, Captain, leave me for a second. Now drink all of it, Captain. Right. Good. What happened next?
Verse 28.
What happened?
But this is my blood.
And this is my blood. So now we drinking Yahweh's blood now.
Yeah.
And the cup got a little shot on me, I'll tell you that. Got a little shot on me now.
Okay. of the new covenant, which is shed for many, for the remissions of sins. Verse 29, but I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
On that note, older brother Yahdai Israel.
Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Pass on over to brother T. Israel and C. Royal. Hallelujah.
I got some wine and then just a mowing me too.
See, that poor Lord got to read me. He got to go into their garden. But if they were in their garden, a lot of them do that too. But we know it's a moral party. Amen. On that note.
All right, Mother Z Israel. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
So while that talking going on there, but eating and drinking and everything was going on.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. That's, the righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. All right, Luke 21.
Hold that point right there to get your breath on the food. Back up, our brother Key to us, 2nd Ezra, and pick it up at verse number 25. 2nd Ezra 25 to 40. Listen good.
2nd Ezra.
Yep.
2nd Ezra chapter 2.
Pick up verse 25 to 40.
Verse 25 to 40. But 2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 25 to 40. 2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 25 to 40. Know it's your children, O you good nurse, establish their feet. Verse 26. As for the servants who I have given you, there should not one of them perish, for I require them from among your number. Verse 27. Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaviness cometh, others shall weep and be sorrowful. But you should be merry and have abundance. Yahuwah. Verse 28. The heathen blew the word nations. 17 nations to envy you. But they should be able to do nothing against you, said Yahuwah. Verse 29. My hand should cover you so that your children should not see hail. Verse 30. Be joyful, O you mothers, with your children, for I will deliver you, said Yahuwah. Verse 31, remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth, and shall show mercy, and show mercy unto them, for I am merciful, said Yahuwah Almighty. Verse 32, embrace your children until I come, and show mercy unto them, for my wells run over, and my mercy shall not fail. Verse 33. I, Ezra, be in charge of Yahuwah upon Mount Oreb, that I should go unto Israel. When I come unto them, they set me at nothing, and despise the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. Verse 34. And therefore I say unto you, O you heathen, pollute the word nation. 17 nations that hear and understand. All you nations that hear and understand, look for your shepherd. He should give you everlasting rest. But he is near at hand that should come in the end of the world. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom.
Read verse 34 again.
Verse 34. And therefore I say to you, all ye heathen, polluted word nations, that hear and understand. Look for your shepherd. He should give you everlasting rest. for he is near at hand.
Mm-hmm. Now, what shepherd supposed to be looked for that we can read? What shepherd supposed to be looked for? See, we got to look for our shepherd. And when we show on this man, baby, turn 80 chapter read. Psalms 80. The shepherd we're supposed to be looking for is Psalms 80, verse 1, that brought it.
Psalms 80. Psalms chapter 80, verse 1. Psalms chapter 80, verse 1. Give ear, O you shepherd of Israel.
Shepherd of who?
Of Israel.
Wait.
That you leadest Joseph like a flock, that you dwellest between the cherubim, shining forth.
Good. So the shepherd is talking about Israel, the Israelites. Your shepherd. Come on back to Scott here. Listen good.
All right. Second Ezra, chapter 2. Chapter 2. Second Ezra, chapter 2. All right, I'm at verse 35. I'm at verse 34. He should give you everlasting rest, for he is near at hand that should come in the end of the world. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for an everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. Verse 36. Flee the shadow of this world.
Right.
Receive the joyfulness of your greatness.
Right.
I testify my Savior openly. Verse 37. I receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, give thanks unto him that have called you to the heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 38. Arise up and stand.
Rise up and do what?
Rise up and stand.
So it's time to rise up and stand, y'all. Rise up and stand.
Yes.
Rise up and stand. Go ahead, can you read?
Behold, the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahuwah.
Because when you rise up and stand, it's time to get sealed at the feast. It's time to get sealed. Fred?
39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world.
I mean, you departed from the shadow of the world. Go ahead.
Righteous, pure garments of Yahuwah.
Righteous, pure garments of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
40.
40.
Take your number. All Zayada, Israel.
Uh-huh.
And set up those of yours that are clothed in white, which shall fulfill the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
And on that note, clothed and set up Father Yahda, Israel. But remember, Brother King will do some teaching. Whoever want to be here, some teaching.
Yeah.
And but come on, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on with the blessing of the food and closing statement so we can get to eating and drinking and doing everything, and they still have the word going at the same time. So they were drinking and hearing that word. But go ahead, come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
We'll read a few verses in Psalm
111.
111. It reads, "You have given me that you have that fear him.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever be mindful of this covenant. Verse 6. If shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the nations."
That's right. Everybody has to close it.
being here today. Thank Yahuwah for the congregation coming together. Thank Yahuwah for the seer.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Captain, see Israel, see you right here. Give us a close on this great path of the Most High Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
in this class, and I thank Almighty Yahuwah for his speech. Thank everybody in this class that we keep his speech. Mm-hmm. Yahuwah's speech, and let's act like it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Brother
Irvin, Steve Royer. Brother Irvin
Israel, Steve
Royer,
come on with
the club. Tell me to cut it off. Yeah. Well, for allowing us to have your spirit, what gives us our being, for you know what we have need of before we even ask you, and we just thank you for keeping your word. In the close, in my closing statement, I'm reading your word. Psalm 127, and I'm going to read Psalm 128. So Psalm 127 starts, it goes, and it says, except Yahuwah build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yahuwah keep the city, the watchman waits, but in vain. Mm-hmm. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows of the world. Mm-hmm. But so he gives his beloved sleep or rest. Lo, children are an inheritance of Yahuwah. Womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Psalms 128. Blessed is everyone that fear Yahuwah, the Father, and Yahuwah, the Son, and his righteous spirit, that walk in all their ways. But you shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of your house. Your children like olive plants round about your table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feared Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son. Yahuwah shall bless thee out of Israel, and thou shalt see the good of Judah all the days of your life. Yes, you shall see your children's children, hallelujah, Yahuwah, and peace upon Israel.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahuwah. Verse 2, our feet shall stand within the gate, O Yahgat Judah. Verse 3, Yahgat Judah is built as a city that is compact to death. Verse 6, pray ye for the peace of Yahgat Judah that shall prosper that love you. Okay. And prosperity within the house. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within you. Verse 9. Because of the temple of Yahweh, our Yahweh, I will seek your name. Thank you, Yahweh, for allowing us to come together on your Passover and giving us a mind to be obedient to your voice and to be doers. Thank you, Yahuwah. And you know the things that I have to go through. And you are the one that put it on. And just like a tree planted by the Lord, I shall not be. So I've made a vow to Yahuwah a long time ago that I would serve him till I die. And I'm rooted and grounded in Yahweh. So whatever he bring upon me, I know he able to bring me to it. And I forever give him all the praise and the honor. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
How about this?
Come on, brother. I ain't heard Bautista not yet.
Okay.
Get in there and talk. Get in there and talk. You on point. Yahweh showed me.
All right.
You know what you're going through. Yahweh, I know he's going to get all the strong survive. And you want the strong. You want the one that see day one and you see day nine. Come on, brother.
All right. I'm going to the Book of Jubilee. Jubilee. All right, chapter 22. Jubilee, chapter 22. All right. Okay. I'm going to pick up at verse 9. Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 9. My Yahuwah, may your mercy and your peace be upon your servant and upon your seed of his son, that he may be to you a chosen nation and a heritage from among all nations of the earth, from this forth unto all the days of the generations of the earth, unto all the ages. Verse 10. And he called Israel and said, my son Israel, may Yahuwah all bless you and strengthen thee to do righteousness and his will before him. And he may choose you and your seed that you may become a people for his inheritance according to his will always. Verse 11. And you, my son Israel, draw near, kiss him. And you near and kiss him. And he said, blessed be my son Israel. And all the sons of Yahuwah, and all the sons and daughters of Yahuwah, the Most High, to all the ages, may Yahuwah give you a seed of righteousness. And some of your sons, may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. Many nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your seed. Verse 12, be strong in the presence of man. Exercise authority over all the seed of Seth. Then your way and your ways of your son be justified so that they should become a righteous, pure nation. Verse 13, may the Most High Yahweh give you all the blessings wherewith he has blessed you. And wherewith he blessed Noah and Adam. May your rest on this sacred head of your seed from generation to generation forever. Verse 14, and may he cleanse you from all righteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven of all the sins which you have committed ignorantly. And may he strengthen you and bless you, that you may inherit the whole earth. Verse 13, and he renew his covenant with you, that you may be to him a nation, for his inheritance for all ages, that he may be to you and to your seed a Yahweh in truth and righteousness through all the days of the earth. Verse 16, and you, my son Israel, remember my words, and observe the Torah instructions of Abraham, your father. Separate yourself from the nation. And eat not with them. And do not accord to their works. And become not their associates. Right. From their works are unclean.
Their works are unclean.
And all their ways are pollution and an abomination and unclean. They offer sacrifice to dead and they worship evil, wicked spirits. Hallelujah.
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 Come
on, brother Yahweh, God, Israel.
All right, we're going to face the land of our nativity, and we're going to close out with a prayer, and then we're going to be back in the hands of Brother T. Israel, will see you, Royal. Most Heavenly Father, we thank thee once more again for giving us a mind to partake in your Passover. Understanding, according to your word, you say it is a night that we should remember. Pray, Father, that you would just bless us. We know that when we do your will, we can expect a blessing from you. Pray, Father, that you would bless the food that we're about to eat. Father, that it be a nourishment to our bodies, and your word is a nourishment to our spirit. Pray for those that are prepared the meal, those hands that bless the meal with preparation. He said he prayed your precious son and name for his sake. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will remember one thing. It was teaching going on, eating and drinking. So Yahweh was trying to teach, and they were drinking and eating at the same time. So, brother, you go ahead and get to working on it. All right. That's what I'm eating and drinking. They were eating and drinking. They were eating and drinking. Brother Irvin. The prodigal son is in the temple of Yahuwah. Everybody happy. Everybody happy. Brother Irvin.
Everybody happy.
All right. So remember, it was eating, drinking going on, and the food been blessed, and the teaching was going on.
See,
so
you got here to hear the teaching. See,
go ahead.
But I'm going to be doing the drinking.
Ain't no tears, brother. Tea is red. Don't do that.
All right, come on, brother. Go on, get teaching going on.
All right, John chapter 14.
You got plenty of ears to hear what you're saying.
John 14:26.
But I'm looking for the evening dragon. Hosea want to find the evening dragon.
John 14:26. Brother, be Israel.
That's why y'all got Israel. You looking for what?
John 14, what?
Verse 26. Verse 26.
Thank you.
But the comfort, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father has sent in my name, he shall teach you all things.
He said he will teach you all things, bring all things to remember. Who's the he? He's to teach you all things, to bring all things to remember. Let's go to Luke real quick. He's to teach you. Then we go to Daniel real quick. Luke chapter 1.
Daniel the seer. Alright, Daniel chapter 8, 15-16. Pick up at, let's get to the point. Daniel chapter 8, verse 16. And then we're going to do Daniel chapter 9. Then 21 through 22. Daniel chapter 8, verse 16. Mother Z Israel. Steve Roy.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 16. And I heard a man's voice between the veins of Uli, which called and said, Make this man to understand the vision.
Make this man understand the vision. Daniel chapter 9. All right, pick up at 21 to 22. Mother Israel.
Even the man Gabriel, when I had seen in the vision, began to be caused to fly swiftly, touch me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
And
remember one thing, it's the Passover and all six locations open. For those that understand one thing, the Passover, all six locations, the gates is open, the doors is open in all six locations. And Yahweh meets you all on Yahweh's Passover. Passover teaching, and most of the class is doing the drinking and eating as he's teaching. Go ahead.
All right. Get your skill and understanding. And how you get understanding? All right, how you get understanding? All right, let's go to Psalms real quick. All right, Brother Irvin Israel, we're going to Psalms. We're going to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Psalm 119, 104.
Psalm 119, verse 104. Do your precepts and get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Right. So if you don't precept, son, if you don't do the precepts of this Bible, You go falsely through that. Okay. All right, give me verse 4, same book, same chapter, verse 4.
Psalms 119, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
So it's an order by the Almighty Yahweh, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. It's an order that us keep the, it's a command for us to keep the precepts diligently. Okay, verse 128. Diligently. Back to Psalms 119, 128.
Which one, bro?
128.
Yes, sir. Psalms 119, verse 128. Therefore, I esteem all your precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way.
See that? Therefore, I honor all your precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Read that. Okay. Now, we're coming back to John 14:26. All right. It says to bring things all to remembrance, right? All right, bring all things to remember, precept on that. Book of Jubilees. I've got Brother Irv Israel, just type it in.
I got it.
Are you on Jubilees? Okay. We're going to Book of Jubilees, chapter 32, verse 25.
Book of Jubilees. Chapter
32, verse 25.
Take it for Israel right now. This is Israel. And Israel said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? He said to him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
So you're going to bring all things to your remembrance. Bring all things to remembrance. Deuteronomy 32. By the DF Israel. Let's see. All right, Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Yes, ma'am.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders and they will tell you.
So he tell you, remember the days of old. Ask your fathers. He will show you, and your elders, they will tell you. It's like, remember now on this day. Remember now.
Oh, it's good to be Israel. Man.
Woo.
All right, we're going to okay, we're going to Exodus. All right, we're going to Exodus. Let's see. All right, Exodus 12 chapter. We're going to Exodus chapter 12. But Exodus chapter 12. Pick up at verse 1. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Mother E. Israel. So Yahweh is speaking to leadership. He giving orders to leadership. Go ahead. This is our month right here. This is the New Year's right here. This is the New Year's right here in verse 2. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Beginning of the month. This is the first month. What first month of the year to you? Exodus 13, verse 4. Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. By the D.F. Israel.
This day came you out in the month Abib.
Right, this month here, Abib. Abib. What the world call it, April. It got a name on it, Abib. I don't know where they get that from.
They call it April Fool because their people ain't celebrating their real celebration. They're supposed to be... They're supposed to be the New Year's, but they celebrate New Year's on
mm-hmm.
January, so they say you act with food.
Exactly. That's where they got that from. Exactly right. That's right. That is true. That is true. Definitely. Okay. All right. We're coming back. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. That's the brother Chris Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Read. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover. Unto the Yahuwah, by Yahuwah, for in the month of Abib, the Yahuwah, by Yahuwah, brought you out of Israel, of Egypt, from the word Egypt, of Israel,
by night. Okay. All right, bro. For by night. Okay, go ahead. Verse 2.
Verse 2. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, of the flock, and the Yahuwah,
and of the herb. And the herb, you say, Yahuwah of the flock, and the place.
In the place which the Yahuwah shall choose. To place his name there.
That's D-O-T-T-Y, to choose to place his name there. Go ahead.
Verse 3. Thou shalt no leavened bread.
That means you shall eat no leavened bread. That means anything that rises yeast in it.
like muffins, cakes, whatever, anything that rises yeast in it. It says you should eat no leavened bread with it.
7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread.
So 7 days should eat unleavened bread.
Thou shalt eat unleavened bread there.
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
With even the bread of affliction.
Bread of affliction.
For thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt, where Egypt, Mizraim, in haste.
In haste. Quickly, so this is what this is about. When we came out of the land of bondage, land of Mizraim. Hey, hallelujah on that.
Hallelujah.
Okay, go ahead.
That thou mayest remember.
So you're supposed to remember. This is what brings. Remember says bring all things to remember. You mayest remember what?
The day when thou camest forth out of the land of, though the word Egypt, which is Mizraim, of the days of thy life.
The days of your life. All the days of your life. Verse 4,
and there shall be no leavened bread with thee in all thy
coast.
7 days, neither shall there any of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day. First day of
at evening.
First day.
Right. So that means no leavened bread should be seen what you do in the 7 days. From the 14th to the 21st. Verse 4. Yeah, first day at evening. I got somebody.
I understand. I need to go get it. I got it.
Come on, we gotta go forward. Okay, you at verse 5 now. Okay, somebody pick up for him then. We had Deuteronomy 16, verse 5.
Okay. Deuteronomy 16, verse 5. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which your Yahweh gives you.
Verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. But at the place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening.
Right, so you're supposed to be right one of the camps, under the six anointed camps of BOTTY. And the place, it says here. It says, but that place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, should choose are the six anointed camps of VOTTY to place his name there that you should sacrifice the Passover. So if you're not in the six anointed camps, you got to be within the six anointed camps. It says there you should sacrifice the Passover. And right now, it starts now. Go ahead. You had a middle of verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. But at the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice Passover
at the
evening, at the going down of the sun.
So the evening kicked in after going down of the what?
Going down of the sun.
Going down of the sun. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 7. Oh, at the season that thou came from out of bondage or
Mizraim. This is the season that we came forth out of Mizraim. Okay, verse 7.
And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go into your tent.
Is that you shall roast and eat? Eat. Roast what? They roast to eat. Let's see. Yeah, I get something ready that roasts. Let's see what I want. Go back to Exodus. Real quick. Back to Exodus. Huh? You talking about in the 14th verse or what? You talking about the you said Deuteronomy 16:14? No, your family got to be with you. Deuteronomy 16:14. Deuteronomy 16:14, Mother D.F. Israel. This time about getting your family together. Deuteronomy 16:4. That means, okay, Deuteronomy 16:4 says, there should no leaven bread be seen. So leavened bread is anything that rises, unleavened bread is that's flat. Okay. It's okay. Neither shall anything of the flesh. Right.
You can't take it home.
If anything left over, you can't take it home. You gotta burn it up.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Okay, neither should anything of the flesh which you sacrifice on the first day of the evening remain all night until the morning. So right, you don't take. The flesh, I'm about the meat.
How I look at it is like, the Bible is like, you know how you put puzzles together? You need each piece to see the bigger pieces.
What Brother Urban is trying to tell you is give me Isaiah 28. By putting piece to piece, by precept upon precept. You put piece to piece, you get great understanding.
Yeah.
Isaiah 28. Captain Buttercrisp Israel, this is what he's saying. Isaiah 28, pick up at 9:10 and 13.
Isaiah 28,
who you want to read? I don't know, but I think Captain Buttercrisp Israel, I think he's... can you give me Isaiah 28, verse 9:10 and 13, Mother Z Israel? It's like, what you gonna do with this verse? Well, John, not
then this is like the simplest verse. Judge, they love that John, what, 3:16, right? The world. Now you got to preach up the world you're talking about. Because they look at you like, it's like these Christians. It is just like on Sunday. They go to church with, it's talking about everybody, China man. All the 17 nations. He's not talking about that. He tell you which world he's talking about. Really plain and simple. You know, that's why it's imperative to go on preach up on precept. Because then, now you got to know, like, okay, what world he's talking about. He gave his world. He gave his life. You know what I'm saying? You got. That's why you got the very precept. Yes, sir.
Isaiah 28:9-13.
Verse 9. Who shall teach knowledge? And who shall he make to understand doctrine? So that you're made to understand
doctrine, that's that teaching.
Go ahead.
Them that are weaned from the milk.
They're not weaned from the milk.
No baby.
Drawn from the breast.
Drawn from the breast. Okay, Deuteronomy 16. All right, Deuteronomy. Because the world, they're not going to get who's Babylon in the Bible. Even David tell you who's Babylon is today that fits that. And then when you can read Revelation, anti-prophecy, Babylon the Great, Babylon is fallen. So we know it's the Babylon today, it's Esau, and his five sons right now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that ties in. It's like right now. He's the Babylon confused. It's like now, just like they got... Like Brother Yadav brought out
the whatever they call it, that gay policy, L Chief something, they call it something.
Talking about them letters.
That, yeah.
The letters. Just
right.
The letters.
Right. That trans, they don't want. Right. It's like they got the, they don't want no real woman, right? They want some trans, I call them transformers.
Yeah, but they call
it sodomites. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You see what I'm saying?
Why you think they ain't let Obama in? I bet you found out. I bet you.
Yeah,
the truth. Don't
swallow.
Don't swallow.
He's
part of
Solomon
Gomorrah.
I mean, yeah, he's like to himself. He's the one
what
allowed
else,
that.
What else did happen? What else happened? What happened to his boyfriend?
Boyfriend?
He got shushed. He got shushed because he was going to put him on blast and
wow.
Kill him. Shout out, you can't expose our wicked system.
No, you can't. I mean, yeah, you know, they're going to take you out. If you expose what they own, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's why it's called shh.
Yeah, you're a whistleblower. They call the name whistleblower, whatever they call it.
They've been shooting up a lot, my man.
Huh?
They've been shooting up a lot.
This like not. This like, I tell people.
Vaccination. That's, you know, that's like, that's part of the,
Mark is what they doing that, not keeping the Shabbat.
That's
they keep
one,
the
that's one of that's one of you know it's like it's twofold, you know it's twofold because we know the people that's not keeping the Sabbath day already got a mark of the beast on them, but it's physical mark too far as like because if you ain't got the vaccination you can't travel nowhere.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm not.
So
I mean,
yeah,
I'm just,
so that's part of
right. It's like
that's part of the
right.
Mark of the beast.
But they tipped that in because you.
Maybe say you ain't gonna be at a bow sale without.
Oh yeah, Revelation. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Revelation.
Without. So that's that. That's
right.
The RFID chip and
oh,
the vaccination.
Yeah, oh yeah, they got that through that. Yeah, I knew
that's
why.
They trying to make people remote control human beings.
Right. They're not gonna tell you there's a chip in. Why should they tell you? If they wicked, why should I tell you it's a chip in? You're not gonna take it. You know, that's how the mass level of the enemy works.
What's the COVID?
Huh?
That's a plague. That's a
pestilence. That's a plague. You know, Esau gonna name, they gonna give names.
Yeah,
COVID.
Is
that a plague?
But,
that's all
that's
it is.
A pestilence that comes from people
speaking
foul. I see.
It comes from people speaking foul. Maybe he said, I'm going to put by that iniquity. Iniquity is immoral behavior. Iniquity is just immoral behavior.
Yeah, sin. Yeah.
Immoral behavior. You got to look the word up.
You know why immoral.
Sin is transgression of the law. That's the definition of, you know, but iniquity means immoral behavior. So you gotta look the word up, like that's all, cause it's you know we look it up, just look the word up. When you studying, bro, like the certain word,
is that iniquity, right?
Yeah, iniquity. Look it up. It's gonna say immoral behavior.
Iniquity.
Mean it. Just say mean it. Or there go. Iniquity mean it.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay, immoral or grossly unfair behavior. So that's why he putting the plague on them, cause. This is why he putting the plague on our people for immoral or grossly unfair behavior. So people treat us wrong all the time, unfair behavior.
I mean,
so,
yeah, that's probably
so if you
too,
treat
yeah.
Right, so that's so now you now when you treat someone unfairly, this iniquity. Anytime someone treats you unfairly,
because
this is why he put the plague on them. Remember, he said, I'm going to come and punish them, my people, for their iniquity. That's Isaiah. Let me find that.
I'm in Isaiah 9.
Yeah, I think. Let me
right, yeah.
My
world for their pride. Yeah, I know.
But
I know
he
that
said, I'm come,
that, yeah.
He said, I'm going to come out of, come down to punish the inhabitants of earth for their iniquity. Let's say that right there. Let's say punish the inhabitants of the earth.
I'm in Isaiah right now.
I'm trying to find it. Like, if you just say that, it'll lead you to the verses. You know what I'm saying?
I will punish it. Yeah, you said Isaiah to see it.
Yeah, it's in Isaiah. Let me see your phone real quick. Punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity.
Okay, Isaiah 26:21. Go there.
Okay, I'm in Isaiah 13:11.
Okay, read that first.
There's a precept here, Isaiah 13:11. For I will punish the world for their evil and the wickedness of their sin. And I will cause everything.
There go that word right there, for their iniquity. So so remember that word we just looked up? So
that's the precept of Isaiah 26:21
right
there.
Yeah, this is a precept. So this something you to write down.
Yeah.
This is something you need to write down and teach.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
do that. Yeah, of course.
So, look, this is something you can, expound on.
Yeah,
so, look, this is what he said. This is why he punished. This is why the world getting COVID for that iniquity. This is why the world getting cancer and diabetes and, you know, all them.
Ezra's when he had a Moab, Esau got together with Moab,
they weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's written in that. I read that.
That's why the mixed breeds and all that,
over in China, we had Moab and everything,
And they think they better than us because they know the truth. And don't share it. That's why they got punished in him.
I mean, yeah, he's gonna get all of them. Yeah, of course, he's gonna do that because
they
know who we are. This whole thing really aimed at us.
They're supposed to help, but they didn't.
That's why he tell you if you follow him, these plagues not come, you know, near you.
Yeah.
The sons.
That's something you gotta have in your spirit.
Oh yeah.
That's something you gotta have in your spirit, like literally, like no plague on. Come near my dwelling. Because of what? Because I trust and I fear Yahweh. So if you do that, that word, what he said, that's coming alive for you because you trust and you fear him, so ain't no plague coming your way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why he said, although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. So although we walk through this world, we shall fear no iniquities.
Right.
That's what
he said, do no harm and no evil should come upon you. That's a precept on that.
Right.
Yeah, I know that.
But you can cause harm with your mind and
if you got a malicious spirit,
you gotta think about this. We all got evil in us because he bit into the lie and put But the comforter, right. But the comforter is what you need, which is the fruits of the spirit. If you don't have the fruits of the spirit, then we know you're walking in the flesh. And that's simple, bro.
Oh, yeah. You got that carnal mindset.
Yeah,
that's also simple.
Double man.
Yeah.
So that
means
you unstable.
Yeah. Yeah,
so a lot of people are unstable because they double man. So one person, remember who established thoughts? Remember you said, I established thoughts.
Oh, yeah, y'all, yeah, he's right. Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
so thoughts
is real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you good. Everybody want to be tried. I mean, you
got to
go.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying, all the seers.
Yeah, but he basically try you to see if you going to be on the evil side or you going to be on the light side. And basically, and you know, the evil side, we just said, it's the works of the flesh as what? That's the difference. Go to the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit. And that's how you can expound and teach. That's because you got to teach the difference. So you teach them, you read all fruits of the spirit. He telling us right there, if you got the fruits of the spirit, is this. But the flesh is the total opposite. And if a person working with that, that's how you know how to decipher who is your brother and who is your sister. Then he said, who is my brother and who is my sister?
And those who do the will,
he's
funny, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing right there. You know what I'm saying? Stand in line. Mm-hmm. Because look, he said, his word ain't gonna return void.
Oh yeah,
you don't know
yet.
Look, hold on, wait, you don't know what he spoke when he put you in your mama's womb. You got to grow into it. That's something to think about. Let me say it and go back to what he said before. He said, I spoke to the ones who you gave me out of this world. Now give me the glory I had before the world was. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, what he told the Father right then and there, I did my job, and the people who you gave me to be ambassadors and to be your messenger, they got your message. I did that. And now there's now it's a continuation. So look at you. Look at me. Look at Sir Robert. Look at Brother.
Brother, she is real.
And that's all it is. It's going to be a continuation. That's all it is at the end of the day. It's just a continuation. And you, let me say, greater things you're going to do because the spirit that's in you, which is him. Greater things you're going to do because it's a continuation of his work. That's all it is. It's just a continuation. It's just a continuation of the work.
All right. All right.
He's still moving through all of us. You know what I'm saying? And the wheat got to grow up with the tares.
So he separates the wheat and the tares, so that's why I say I have a double meaning. Who's the tare?
That's another topic. That's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother sermon.
Wheat and the tares.
Wheat and the tares.
So that's basically the goat and the sheep. Wheat and the tares, the goat and the sheep.
Y'all, what do you say
to mind that? They probably put it in the back now, bro.
All right.
Let me bring that to him.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.